South Sudan's civil war took away everything that had been precious to the people who hoped for better. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Although the world's newest country celebrated freedom in 2011, the ethnic conflict raging between the Dinka and Nuer since then has stolen that future. This month marks 2 years of fierce fighting. World Concern has been on the ground working alongside the local church to meet some desperate needs. Matt Ellingson, the International Director of Operations at World Concern, has been traveling throughout the country. From Juba, he sent this audio of a church celebrating the birth of Christ together. ISIS has turned lives upside down and stolen childhoods. Sat7's Mr. No, program host for Why Is That?, found a surprising response from some kids. In Kirkuk, Iraq, he asked, "When you pray to God, what do you say?" One girl answered,
"I ask him to forgive those who sinned."
Next, Mr. No went to Duhok, another hotly contested city, and host to many Yazidi and Christian refugees. Reality comes crashing in when he asks, "If you have one thing to say to God now, what would it be?" And a girl says,
"We want to return to our homes."
Mr. No then addresses the issue of forgiveness, asking, "How can you forgive?" A boy, about the age of some of the younger ISIS recruits, responds,
"Our father, Jesus, died on the cross and forgave all our sins."
So how can we not marvel at the wonder of Christ's birth, given the world that he changed? Details on all of these stories and more can be found at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a daily service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up for our new and improved free e-news blasts at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. And on behalf of the entire Mission Network News team, I'm Ruth Kramer. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.